I'm going to read a little story, history piece that I just wrote, by the way. I had been meaning to write it for some time. It's called Sobre el Cinto. That is a belt. I'm viewing it generationally in terms of the Latino Mexicanos in the country. When Sarah and I were raising our six children, three boys and three girls, we were able to avoid giving them spanking pretty much by letting them know that we were they were on dangerous grounds when they outwardly rebelled. Sarah's threats always worked because she'd whack them for sure and ended up establishing the knowledge that they were looking for a spanking when they were misbehaving, messing around in the home, misbehaving. I ended up spanking them, each of them, at least once. Tomas, our youngest boy, had a bad temper, and he got spanked more than once. I vividly remember hearing him plea with desperation, No, stop, please. Being an inveterate liberal, I always felt terrible afterwards, thinking that there had to be a better way to keep them in tow. I would always go afterwards and talk to them and say that I felt bad, that I hurt them, because I did, of course. Maybe I acted like that because after our father died, our mother was so gentle and forgiving that she never spanked us. Although there were times that she threatened to, and I remember running away from her. I tell the story of how our dad had a loud whistle and he used it when he wanted us home right now. He really meant it when he established that rule, that if we were not within hearing range, we had a licking coming. After his death, I was actually free of getting spankings. Of course, in those days, in the late 30s and 40s, and even 50s, even public schools exercised the right to spank. My friend and neighbor, Luis Lopez, was often heard screaming from his home from getting a whipping. And my best friend, Victor Sanchez, also lived under the distinct possibility of getting spanked if he did something wrong. I knew a man named Celedonio Medrano, whose father was always punishing them whenever they did something wrong. He even authorized their uncles to spank them if they saw him out somewhere not behaving. So, I don't know. There are, of course, other measures, you know, like they could have told us, they could tell us that they wouldn't let us go to the show. However, the movie houses were always going to be available, and that was no punishment. Since we never got spending money from our parents, they could not threaten to deny us our allowance, but allowance was unheard of. We did pretty well in being able to raise coins ourselves as we got old enough, from age 10 on, I would say. Strange how our daughters refused to hit their children. My wife says that it's not as if they were going to brutalize them or anything. I guess because they remember getting punished with force, they resolved never to do that in raising their own children. Sarah and I, of course, have no say-so about it. If we could, we would have ended up spanking them. They're all grown now. Especially when they would become impossible brats. There are a couple of times that my wife wishes that she had been able to straighten them out. She certainly would do a good job. Once I almost popped our grandson, Ramiro, for awful behavior. I screamed at him and said, "Ramiro, who do you think you are?" And it scared him so much that even though he was only 6 or 7, he never forgot it. And honestly, he almost feels proud that I almost that I almost spanked him. Now, Ramiro might be the kind, or he would, like say, threaten his parents to report them for child abuse. Sarah's response to that would be, "You don't have to call the authorities," she would tell him. "Don't worry, you won't have to call them. I'll call them. And then I'll say, I just beat up my grandson, so you can come and put me in jail. I'd be happy to go."